free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Hi, dear movie breakers. Welcome to the Shanghai Film Festival. I'm here with one of the directors of a wonderful competition film that I could watch yesterday at its premiere. It comes right from Morocco, touching on a very important, very timely and tough subject. I'm here with Yassine El Idrissi to talk about his film Halima.
Thank you for having me.
This film, it was your feature film debut and you landed straight into the competition of one of the world's major festivals. How does that feel?
Well, it's a wonderful experience. Especially that this film was made by a small crew and a very tiny budget for a long, in a long period. And this is a good ending for a long story.
And a fascinating story, of course, is also the film, which you said was inspired by your grandmother and by a woman in your life. It's about a very tough elderly woman who is by poverty forced to go into the cannabis trade. And the cannabis trade at that time in the film, it's illegal, but then it gets legalized for medical purposes in Morocco. So it's a similar situation as in many European countries. How did that character develop?
Characters I write are a combination of many people I have met, plus imagination and drama that creates the plot. I wanted to show a character that we don't see in Moroccan cinema, kind of women that are absent in Moroccan cinema, and that I met many, many times, strong women who find their ways to survive the hardship.
How did you find this amazing actress?
Khadija Lammari is a wonderful actress. She worked for series, like small roles, like grandmother, or also in video clip advertisements, but she never had the chance to be the main character. I know her by face. Yeah, she's kind of famous, but I never talked to her. And I start calling my friends actors, work in theater and also in cinema. And ask them, do you know an old lady that can do this kind of story? And everyone was proposing different people. I met many women. And then when I saw Halima, I was like, wow, she's the face is the character first. And then I went to Marrakesh, where she lives, and I stayed 3 days. I rented a house near to her, and she was coming every day to the casting. It was me and Rabia, another actor, and we give her all the situations that are important for the film. You know, in a film, there is parts when you don't need to act, like driving a car, eating, you know, but there is parts who are very important in the drama. I focus on those parts. The first day, we made a training of 12 hours, next day, 10 hours, 10 hours. She was in, you know, she'd love it. She wanted to be that character. After 3 days, I left her. I went home. I thought about it and I called her. I said, you are with us. She really love it that she will be the main character of a future film.
At the heart of the story is the cannabis trade and the situation that it creates, both as a legal item or a criminalized item for the poorest and most vulnerable people in society. What was your motivation to focus on this contentious subject?
Because of my journalist work, I met many people working in this trade, like the transporters who transport the hash on mules or with fast boat drivers, they call them. Also, I met the people who grow the cannabis in their villages. I met also the leaders of families. I met many kind of people. And with time, first I was very worried. I didn't trust them. But with time, I went to Ktam, like the capital of marijuana in Morocco, and Peshawar, where I start feeling that they are humans and they are obliged, job, because in their land only marijuana can grow. It's a culture there and they are born on it and they cannot find another solution. And I felt that they are victims because the police is behind them. They cannot move from their villages because if they move, the police will catch them in any streets because there is warrant on them. Their children, they have this trauma of the family. With time, I start becoming friend with them. I think, wow, they are normal people, you know, it's just the job is like that. And maybe this should change, you know, if cannabis become legal, people will return legal, you know, and there are thousands. We are the biggest producer of hashish in the world. 70% of hashish in Europe is from Morocco. It was all time in my mind that I have to make a film about it. I have to give them a story and a face. And I got the funding for my work. When I got enough budget to make the film, it was the first one to shoot because I have a lot of stories that many scripts are ready, 4 or 5, but I did this one because it possible to do with the budget I had, and also because of urgency, because the law was starting to be finalized.
Do you see this film also as a form of social advocacy?
Could be. Depend who will see it and which contest. It could open a discussion about this. The history of Morocco and hashish and the law and how we can develop the law. The law is not stable, something that we have to leave stable. We can make it better. I hope this film also opened this discussion. Morocco has a lot of potential to make good economy out of this problem. There was a problem, now it could be a solution for many people.
In European cinema, we often see a very sensationalized, very garish portrait of people who are involved with drugs. But your film is very realistic, down to earth, and the main character is a very demure woman who leads a simple life without much spectacle. Why that kind of contrast, and what does the realist style that you apply mean for you?
For me, this kind of films, I can do many. Every story has its own style inside. For me, when I read the script, I know that this film should be made like this. I cannot do it in other ways. Because it's a simple life in a simple place. You don't need fancy movements of camera because her life is stable. This is how I feel. When I read any script, I feel this is the genre. That's how it should be shot. For me, a story about simple life should be made in a simple way, but you need realism to make it believable. Normally, a film is carried with the style, and the style of this film felt for me that it should be a very simple and very down to earth. Most powerful part of the film should be the locations, the character, and the act. This is how I felt when I'm writing the script, but in the same time, I have many hats as a director. I'm like, okay, now what will do with this? You know, how I can shoot? Which way? Which style? Which kind of camera? So we shot with the vintage lenses from Nikon, apart from Zeiss, 60, 70 years old. Because I think the lenses of today are so similar, then they don't make different images. Also because the film is about the past and I used the elements from the past to bring this feeling of the past in the image. As a director, you have to make choices that fit the story and serve it. Not to just show up that I can move the camera for 5 minutes. Even if you have so much money to can do whatever, you shouldn't do it. You should really stay in the style.
What was the biggest challenge when making this film with a moderate budget?
Well, everything is a challenge. Every morning is a challenge. You count the hours of the day because every day shooting means hotels, food, insurance, how many elements you need in one. Finding the house takes so many days. In the film, there is two houses and both of them are far from other house in the middle of nowhere. To find this in Morocco, cannot find that because it's not secure, because it doesn't make any sense to live alone without people who sell and buy. And to find these houses, it's a nightmare. Sometimes we travel 4 days without finding anything, and then we come back and then we wait 2 weeks and then we go again another direction to find the house. And even if you own the house, the owner don't want to rent his house or he wants so much money, cannot afford, because he hear a film, then he think you have everyone helping you, like TV is giving funding. They don't understand that there is independent cinema, people who love making films, and they give everything to this film. And then even if you have the house, you need a house that is near to the road, near to hotels. Nothing is easy. It's so many small elements that looks impossible to make. But with good preparation and good friends that help in every side, we made it.
You also have been your own producer. Did it make it easier or did it make it harder?
In some ways, it's easier because I don't need to talk to someone. I just do what I think. In other ways, it's two jobs in one. Each one of them is very hard. Sometimes my mind just stops thinking because it's too much. Few hours of sleep every day. 2 hours. Because you have to take care of so many elements and invoices and also think about the actors and security and so much. It's very complex. I didn't even have time and money to bring someone to make it behind the scenes. If you saw that, you will be surprised how this film was made. You need people to trust you, actually. You need a team that trusts your way of doing, because I don't do as the others. Every choice I do is different. I did a lot of small chances to make it happen, to not lose time. Many parts of the film are long shot, where many things happen in one shot. Like she's standing, the man with the donkey come, he's talking to her, she take the donkey. This is good also for the production, for not losing time, because many things happen in one shot. You don't need to change the angle and the light. And before, like starting the film, I thought of all ways to make it happen. I know the time we have is not enough. Then I have to be creative in every side of the film and also prepare. preparation of the actors, because many of them are first timers. I had to know their weaknesses and help them to overcome it, because every actor have a limit. Some people cannot cry, for example, or cannot laugh. They look not real when they laugh. Also, many parts of the film, we record the voice after. Many small trick, but this come from experience. I know where the problem will be, and I try to find solutions to not lose time and to be effective.
Even though more American films make it into the big A-list festivals like Shanghai, it's still not so common to see films from Morocco, especially in competition. What do you think needs to happen to have a broader presence of American cinema?
I think the solution should start from the cinema schools also. The cinema schools in Morocco have less budget than they should. I think they should have more budget and to invite the right teachers and the right director. Making a cinema school is really expensive. If you don't have enough budget to invite the right people, the students will have wrong mentors and wrong dreams. All the system should change. There is some problem in the system, all the system, from the education to the funding to the local festivals, the juries, everything needs to change to put the right people in the right place. If that happened, we can make great cinema. I think we have a lot of potential in Morocco.
Are you worried about how people, not only internationally, but especially also in Morocco, might react to the film?
Anyways, they like it, it's good. If they don't like it, it's good, because if you know why they don't like it, subject of discussion, you know. I think that the role of a film is to make people talk about a subject or about a style or about a vision. And for me, I believe in freedom. Everyone could give his opinion about my work. I did what I could. I am proud of what I did because it was really hard.
As you mentioned, you have already a few new projects, or even many new projects that are in your mind. Would you like to mention one to our listeners?
I think I have many scripts ready or kind of ready. One of them that I really want to start with is called Saffron Land. This one went to many script labs around the world, win prizes, but it's a project that needs funding. If a producer from Germany is listening, please contact me.
We very much hope that this will happen, because Halima is a wonderful film now at Shanghai Film Festival. And I say thank you, Yassine El Idrissi, for this interview.
Thank you.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.